reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes who were Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. In the wedding feast of Cana, which will be tomorrow's gospel, which is the mass we're celebrating today, there are lots of lessons for us to draw about Jesus, about the importance of marriage, about Mary and her intercession, and about our cooperation with God. Just like to talk about that last part and link it to the crucial message that we see in today's gospel. In the wedding feast of Cana, Mary turned to the stewards and said, "Do whatever he," meaning her son, "tells you. Not do whatever you want, but do whatever he instructs." And Jesus told them to fill these 6 30-gallon water jars to the brim. That, for us, if we had heard it today, would be a somewhat easy task. We just hook up a hose outside our house, put the hose in the jar until it comes filled. When they heard it, it meant going with 1 to 2 gallon water canteens, for lack of a better way of saying it, little wine-skinned jugs, to the city well over and over again to fill up 180 gallons. We don't know how many of the stewards were there. Let's just say that there were 3 of them. And let's just say that their little canteen had 2 gallons. That would mean each of them would have had to have gone 10 separate times to the city well and come back with that water and filled it up. And we know that they filled it straight to the top. Jesus could have easily made 180 gallons of wine out of nothing, just like he created the entire world out of nothing. But he wanted our cooperation in his miracle. He always wants our cooperation. So in today's gospel, keeping that in mind, when we look at what Jesus did, he came into the world to call sinners to repentance and to forgive them those sins for which they repent. And we see his initiating it with Levi today, a dreaded tax collector. He would be like a mafioso capo, the head of a mafia, ripping off his people, constant just inventing of numbers that they would have to pay, and if they didn't do what he said, he could turn them over to the Roman soldiers. He called Matthew, and Matthew followed him. Never forget about the power of that gaze. If a person whose life was greed and money was so quick to leave. But that was only the first step. The second step was absolutely crucial. Matthew called all his friends together for a dinner, and he invited Jesus so that Jesus could meet his friends, so that they could meet him, because he knew these tax collectors and prostitutes and others were just as much in need of his mercy as he was before. And it was there that Jesus was able, over the course of a simple human meal to start to preach the gospel to those who needed it so much. God needs our help. God needs your help. If you have been drawn to Jesus from your customary post, if you're grateful for the incredible things he's done in your life, especially making heaven possible through the forgiveness of your sins, be like Matthew. Invite others you know to come into his presence. Pray with them. Bring Jesus into your homes, just like Matthew brought Jesus into his home. This is the type of cooperation the Lord asks of us. He's not asking us today to run 10 times into the city center and bring back water to fill a jug up to the brim. He's asking us to go out as fishers of men, inviting those we know to come here, where he can fill them to overflowing. The Lord is our shepherd. We have it all. To verdant pastures he leads us. He wants to make our cup overflow.